Welcome to the Bring Your Book to Life podcast that turns your authorship dreams into reality, one chapter at a time. I'm Andrea Seidel, your host and personal book doula. Think of this podcast as your all-in-one guide to authorship. I'm here as your compassionate friend, your creative supporter, and the compass through the authorship journey. With my gentle nudges and unwavering support, I'm here for you from the spark of inspiration to the joyful delivery of your book. Are you ready for this page-turning adventure? Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life. Hello, authors and expectant authors. Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life podcast, powered by me, the book doula, and brought to you by Live Life Happy Publishing, where we believe book writing and publishing should be fun, impactful, and accessible. I'm your host, Andrea Seidel, and today we're going to talk all about this idea of who are you not to write your book? We're going to embrace your message and make a difference. So oftentimes I have clients that come to me and they feel this tug of inspiration and the whisper of their message just waiting to be told, only to be halted by their own self-doubt. They might say, well, you know, it's this nagging voice inside their head saying, who am I to write this book? And, you know, will anyone ever read it? Or, you know, and this is so common. I can't tell you how many of my clients come to me and they say the same thing. I can't tell you how many times I thought this in my head as well. And it's so common. It's such a common thing for us to have going on, especially for many aspiring authors. We grapple with self-doubt and uncertainty. So I am going to offer you a different perspective, a perspective that is rooted in empowerment and possibility that can actually help you get that closer, that much closer to your book writing and publishing dreams. So my message to you is, and all my clients is always, who are you not to write this book, right? Your voice, your experiences, as well as your message has so much power. They possess the potential to touch hearts, to change minds, to leave like an impact, a legacy, a lasting impact on this world. So if you're hesitating or you're questioning whether your message is worth sharing, I just want to really wrap you with love and compassion around this. And I want you to consider this when self-doubt kind of creeps in from your in front of your dreams of writing a book. So your book is not just a book. See your book as a beacon of light for others. It's a catalyst of information. It's a testament to your experience and your resilience and your courage. So changing your mindset around your book and getting out of your own way, so to speak, is so, so important, right? Your hesitation is completely normal. I had this hesitation. So many of my clients have it. And I just want to assure you that your book is not just a collection of just words on a paper. It's so much more for that. Your book is a vessel for your voice. It's a vessel for all that hard-earned knowledge and wisdom to go to the world. Your book is a unique perspective, one that is just your perspective. And it has the potential to reach out and touch lives in ways that you never imagined. And I can 100% vouch for this. I had to really tap into my vulnerability and write. One of my books is, and my whole book series is called Saving You is Killing Me, Loving Someone with an Addiction. And I literally took on this mindset and this perspective, like, who am I not to write this book? How can I not share all the resilience tools and strategies that I used when I was going through the toughest time in my life? And then that really, really helped me. That completely compelled me to think, okay, I need to write this book, even if I touch one life and help them, and I've turned my pain into purpose, and you can do the same thing. So just shifting that mindset that you have this unique perspective, you've got this unique experience and wisdom, you are a vessel, your voice has the impact to really touch lives. So I want to give you some compelling reasons why you should embrace the idea of writing your book, why it's really powerful to embrace it instead of letting the doubt or the who am I to write this book or the imposter syndrome or things that come up that get in the way. So The first message is you have a message to give, a story to tell, right? Your unique life experiences, your challenges, your triumphs, all the lessons that you've learned, they're valuable. They're so valuable to other people. Your message deserves to be shared and to become a power of inspiration or a beacon of light to other people. It can motivate other people in so many ways, and your message is going to resonate with so many other people. And they might be going through a similar situation or a similar struggle or need your expertise. So you have a story to tell, a message to give, 100%. The other thing is that your message actually matters, right? Your book isn't just about you. Your book is actually a message where other people can find themselves in your story. Your book is a message that you can share with the world, and it's, you know, it's going to be inspiring. It might be about overcoming adversity, or maybe it's about how you found inner peace, or maybe it's how you pursued dreams against all odds, or whatever your message is, it has the potential to uplift and empower other people as they read it, right? Who want to hear, want and need to hear your story. Your message matters. So another thing that kind of comes up too is that you are uniquely qualified. So a lot of times people think like maybe there's people that are more educated than me on this subject or blah, blah, blah. Like I hear it a lot. And I don't mean to undermine by saying blah, blah, blah. But it's like, this is a common, I know me too. It's like, well, I'm not a doctor and, you know, I'm not an expert when it comes to recovery. However, I do have training in positive psychology and I've had the lived experience of what it's like to love someone with an addiction, which is so hard. And I went through it. So you can see how you are uniquely qualified. So I invite you to see that perspective. No one else has the lived experience that you've lived. Nobody's walked in your shoes. And so your perspective is entirely your own. It's entirely different. And that's what makes it so valuable. So your unique insights and your experiences, they can offer such a fresh perspective and new ways of thinking for your readers, for your the person that you're writing this book for. So important, so incredible. You have you're uniquely qualified, so to speak. So the other thing is, even if you think about this, if you're like, who's going to read my book? And I often get clients that say that. And I used to say that too. But think about it. And I did have one woman reach out to me and she had read one of my books. She had her daughter read it. And no word of a doubt, she thanked me because she says it was the one book that changed her daughter's life and that she was actually scared that she was going to lose her daughter. And that impact, oh my gosh, it just touched my heart. And sometimes in my support groups now too, I have a lady, she just wrote this morning, she says, Andrea, your episode or the part in your book that talks about we need to love love more than, we need to love truth more than we love love. She wrote that to me. I swear to God, I got tears in my eyes because I realized the impact of my words, the impact of the message, and just so powerful. And this can be you too. So you could have impact on even one person. And sometimes we underestimate the power of reaching even one person. So your book has the potential to change someone's life. Even if it's just one individual, that's impact. That's impact on the world. No matter how small it may seem, it's incredibly meaningful and it's worthwhile to know that you have impact and you can have impact even if it's just one person. So you can also help others, right? They feel less alone. I know that when people read and they, by sharing your story with the world, you create a connection and you create a sense of belonging for other readers. For the people who are reading your book, they feel like they're not alone on this journey. They feel connected to you as the author. And they might feel isolated. They might have felt isolated or maybe misunderstood. And your message in your book can actually help others so that they feel less alone on this journey. And so through your honesty and through your vulnerability and showing up and writing your book, you can reassure others that they're not alone and that they are not alone in their struggles or their experience or what they're going through. And that's huge, right? So another thing is your book has the power to spark change in the world, right? It can spark a change in mindset. It can spark inspiration for people for taking action. It can be encouraging for personal growth. And so your book can be a catalyst for positive change in so many people's lives, in the lives of your readers, and then have that ripple effect on their families and friends and kind of, it's a ripple effect. So your book single-handedly can spark huge amounts of change in this world through mindset, inspiring action, all kinds of things, growth, and just be a catalyst for positive change, which is amazing. The other thing, and I always joke to my kids, it's like, oh, when I'm not here anymore, you're going to read all my books. And so the other thing is that you will be leaving a legacy. And by putting your thoughts and your experience into writing and publishing it to the world, you're creating a lasting legacy that can be passed on to generations and just keep having impact long after we leave this earth. And so your words, they have the power to impact not only, you know, those living here in the present moment with us, but also future generations who can learn from your wisdom. So amazing. The other thing is you can share your expertise. Do you know how many people I have helped write their books where they are brilliant, brilliant humans, and they're so smart. Perhaps they did a dissertation or they've done a capstone project, or, you know, maybe they just have expertise in a certain subject matter, and we turn their book into a bestseller. It's unbelievable. And think about all that knowledge and wisdom that's just kind of like hidden in their, you know, in their computer or, you know, on the website of their university or like that sort of stuff. So you want to make sure that you can share your expertise. If your book is based on your expertise in a particular field or a certain subject matter, writing, it can serve as a platform to share your knowledge, to share your insight with a wider audience instead of just staying. I would say don't hoard all that knowledge. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it with the world so we can all learn from you. So you have valuable expertise to offer. Your book is a perfect medium to share that expertise. The other thing you might discover when you are writing is that you discover more about yourself. And this is so profound. And the process of writing a book, it's so introspective and it's so enlightening. You discover a lot about yourself. And as you, and especially if you're sharing your stories within your book, you're delving into your thoughts, your memories, your emotions, your vulnerabilities. And so you might even discover new insights into yourself or about yourself on this journey. And maybe it's things that you never realized before. So writing a book can be so impactful, even on yourself, and that you might discover more about yourself as well. So the other piece of it here is that you owe it to yourself. Right? Who are you not to write this book? Ultimately, writing your book is a gift to you. It is a belief in your worthiness, a belief in your abilities. It's a belief in that your voice can serve this world and it has the right to be heard. It's an opportunity to honor you. It's an opportunity to honor your experiences, your passion, your dreams. And we don't want to let self-doubt or fear hold you back from sharing your voice, with the world. So powerful. You owe it to yourself to embrace this, your potential, to embrace the person that you are and the voice that you have and bring your book into existence. So important. So I always say, remember, the books have the power to change lives. Your book has the power to touch lives. It has the power to make a difference. It can leave a lasting impact on this world. And so I really do invite you not to hesitate any longer, right? Let your words flow. Let your message flow. Share your message, your story, and do it with confidence and conviction because you never know whose life you might change for the better just from writing your book. So that's my message here. And I just thought I would come on because I had a few clients saying that to me lately, like, who am I to write this book? And kind of having those self-doubts creep in. And I always get inspired to do these podcasts based on what's going on for some of my clients. And so I urge you to cast aside your doubts and your fear and really embrace your true worthiness, your unique perspective, your innate ability to make a difference, right? You are basically here to share your message, your voice, your expertise. And so my question is always, who are you not to write this book? You're a storyteller, you're a beacon of inspiration. And so your words can have the power to uplift. Your words have the power to heal other people, to ignite change in this world, right? So I really do encourage you to move forward, right? With confidence, knowing that your book has the potential to touch lives and awaken minds and leave a mark on this world. And so writing your book can share your message. It can bring light to so many people. And you can tell I'm super passionate as the book doula to help people write their book and publish their book, because I know wholeheartedly, like a book, when I was going through crippling anxiety when I was a little girl, I read a book and books changed my life. And so I really do just want to hone in on that whole idea of this idea that who are you not to write this book? Embrace your message. And I hope that this podcast can be inspiration for you to make a difference, to go right in full force with your message. All right. So here we go. Actionable nuggets. I love them. So to connect to this kind of empowerment of who are you not to write this book, I want you to do a really kind of brave thing. And so this will help you a lot. So when you take this decisive step to move forward in realizing your book writing dreams, I want you to begin with a really simple exercise. And I do this with my clients as well. We have common threads throughout the book and we know what the outcome is. And so just start by jotting down three key messages or three key insights that you want to convey in your book. So what are they? What are the three key messages? What are the three insights that you really want to convey in your book? Then, right, these three profound insights or these three profound takeaways, what is it that's going to resonate with those readers? So then what you do is you contemplate the potential impact that these insights are going to have. So you know the three insights. Now think about the potential impact that these three insights could have. And just by reflecting on this, you can reflect on how they can inspire, how they can enlighten individuals, how they can transform the lives of those who are engaging with your words. Unbelievable. This exercise is so powerful and it shows you the impact that even if it's just you're coming up with your three key takeaways, your three key insights, and then also reflecting on the impact, the potential impact that they might have. And so this step is such a great place to start because it not only clarifies your purpose, but it also lays that foundation of your journey as a writer. It's going to get you going and help you, turn your message into a book, books that change lives. So that's it, my friends. I hope you got a lot out of this episode and I am sending you lots of keep writing and keep sharing your messages, and we will see you on the next episode. Thank you for joining us on another exciting episode of Bring Your Book to Life. I hope you've been inspired along your own author's journey. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a book inside you waiting to be brought to life? As your book doula, I'm here to guide you through the process of turning your ideas and knowledge into a compelling message that will inspire the world. If you're ready to take that step and you want me to be alongside on that journey and make your book dreams come true, I invite you to visit andreaseidel.com and set up a Let's Bring Your Book to Life discovery call. Or if you've already written your book and you're ready to publish, I invite you to visit livelifehappypublishing.com and explore their hybrid approach to publishing and bringing your book to life. Thank you for being a part of our book-loving authorship community. Until next time, keep writing and keep sharing. Your message will make a difference and have a ripple effect on the world.